Alright, y'all. I'm finna sell my soul. I'ma hit y'all when I'm through. I'ma be rich as hell. Alright?
They ain't take too long. Illuminati, man.
What'd you say, Coop?
Niggas really think I sold my soul, y'all crazy as hell, boy. I'm a godfriend person, y'all ass slow.
I loved the artistic direction, I loved the editing. The one thing I would say, as a Christian, when you do stuff, be careful making videos in churches.
Right.
And letting people edit it too, because they be trying to put that demonic shit in there. They be putting shit upside down and having people laid out, so I ain't like that shit, but I think you had a good intention. And so just be careful, especially with your faith. Be very, very protective of it in this industry.
I hate to do it. I hate to be the guy to talk about this. But I feel like it's almost my duty to do this at this point. Juice WRLD, the young man, the rapper, has died. December 8th. 2019 at the age of 21. And we're going to talk about some of the Illuminati or occult symbolism behind his death. Or maybe I should say more about the symbolism behind his life, because we're going to explore his work, his craft. We're going to go through a couple of his music videos and some of the lyrics to try and see if in fact there are any sort of strange allegations or foul play with this supposed Illuminati group. The Juice WRLD, if you don't know who that is, he's a rapper from Chicago. You probably know the song Lucid Dreams, or maybe the song Wasted, which has him and Lil Uzi Vert. This guy was making SoundCloud music way back in 2015 under the name Juice the Kid. And then changed his name to Juice WRLD, of course. Had a debut album called Goodbye and Good Riddance, then Death Race for Love, that hit number one on the Billboard. And of course, this is all in the last year or two. And then he, just died. Died from a seizure at the Chicago airport at the age of 21. Well, which is curious, because Lil Wayne, if you recall a few years back, they were saying that he died from a seizure. Of course, he did not die, of course, but they were saying there were reports that he was dying from seizures in Chicago, of all places, a few years back. And I remember back when Kurt Cobain died. That's how old I am. I was in high school. And I remember when he died, before he actually died, there were rumors of him dying. So the Lil Wayne thing was strange. And, I'm happy he lived through it. I kind of think Lil Wayne's the best rapper of all time. I'm just saying that now. I'm finessing out my little top 50 list. It's got to be Lil Wayne. It's got to be, right? Now, let's focus on Juice WRLD. And this is a very somber tone I've got here. This is actually a bummer. I actually enjoyed Juice WRLD's music. The guy was mega talented. This isn't just some bum ass dude without any kind of skill or ability, nor did he have like a ghostwriter. This guy was very talented. If you don't believe me, check out his freestyles. He had one on, I think it was Funkmaster Flex, Tim Westwood. The Westwood one's fire. You gotta watch that. I mean, this guy freestyles for like an hour. It's insane. And I'm going to play some clips here and there about the things I'm talking about. We're going to play little clips here and there to support some of the ideas behind this. Because, look, I get it. On some levels, it's a little bit disgusting on some levels to talk about it this soon, right? Like, I get that. I acknowledge that. But the theory about an Illuminati or an occult or a gatekeeper of the entertainment industry has a lot of validity behind it. Look at documentaries like An Open Secret. They talk about this. They talk about these rings of folks who subject kids to horrendous things. You've got all of these celebrities that talk about it. Openly, they talk about selling their soul. And quite literally, Bob Dylan, Katy Perry, you've heard them all talk about it. It's in a lot of the lyrics. I explored all of this in Sacrifice, Magic Behind the Mic. The idea of the Faustian bargain, the exchange of one's soul for fame and fortune. So I feel like even if you're too sensitive to take a look at this, I'm very sorry, catching on one of the shows. But to me, at this point, I think it's a service, because how many damn rappers have to die? How many of these rappers have to die? Is rap the most dangerous profession on the planet? It has to be. It just has to be. But yeah, this comes from a fan, you know? Like, Juice WRLD, the dude was amazing. So that's a real bummer. It's not like, you know, I covered XXXTentacion's death a while back. And I wasn't a huge X fan. I thought he was okay. And then he died. I really, like, explored a lot of his music. And I think he was very talented, too. Like, it's kind of a bummer to lose his artistry as well. And I'm not making a commentary on the personal lives of these folks. I don't know them. Maybe they were great people. Maybe they were living trash bags. I don't know. I couldn't tell you, because all I got to go off of is what the mainstream media tells me about these people, which could very easily be lies. I'm just telling you based on the quality of the music from my personal subjective standpoint. Like I said, I'm an old dude, so this isn't my generation, these musicians. But I can appreciate it, you know? I'm not one of those guys who just dogs on all the young artists. But speaking of X, I think Juice WRLD's death is going to be much larger than X's. This guy was way more famous, I should say. I would argue that he might be the Tupac of the generation. In fact, that is, of course, where his name comes from, Juice. From the movie Juice, yeah, I grew up watching that. Tupac plays a character named Bishop. He's the bad boy. Omar Epps was in it. He was Q. He was the DJ. Hitting it on the ones and twos, scratching the records. And man, as a kid, I loved that movie. Man, it was so good. And I believe some people could argue that Tupac picked up his gangster persona and he just rode with it from that movie. If I recall correctly, that's how it went. Because Tupac was actually kind of a gentle guy. He was in like a sort of theater performing arts kind of school. Like, he wasn't like this real G'd out gangster dude. He was passionate for sure, right? I'm not taking that away from him. But I think he first got a taste of that gangster life from the movie, from playing the role of Bishop. And he went with it, and that's how he met his demise, supposedly, allegedly. That's how we're supposed to believe it, right? Just another example, right? These guys don't make it past 30. Why is that? So, for Juice, was it a Faustian bargain? Was it the blood sacrifice required for fame? He did, in fact, sign a $3 million deal with Interscope. And on that note, he also, his father died just a few months ago, June 2019. That, what is that, 5-6 months before his dad died. Very strange. Very strange. Now, it could have been, and it said, you know, all I can tell at this very moment, because this is all very new, this is just today. I spent the day kind of combing through some of his videos and lyrics and trying to, like, flesh out the pertinent information of what would support this theory, should it exist. The idea, I mean, when I hear the seizures thing, I think of Lil Wayne and I believe codeine. I believe that's like one of the side effects, maybe? I don't know. Don't ask me. I've never done it. But when you're sipping the lean, I think maybe that could be what the seizure comes from. We don't really know. It's more coming out. But it could have also been, like, if you want to look at it from a rational standpoint, it could have been all this crazy fentanyl that they're putting in all the drugs, which is what makes the drugs really dangerous, honestly. They should just legalize and regulate it, to be honest, but they let these wannabe drug dealers buy fentanyl from China, and then they cut their own dope trying to say that it's, you know, the super strong version of whatever, but they don't know what they're doing. So when you buy a lot of these drugs, you're getting it from people who don't know what they're doing, and it's very easy because fentanyl is extremely powerful. A very tiny amount can kill you. Because you got to think, you know, Juice has got, he's got lots of money, lots of people around him. You overdose, you should be able to just kind of pump that out and make it through. So what happened here? Was it epilepsy? Did he have epilepsy that killed him? Well, from what I read, that's pretty rare. It's possible, but pretty rare. So I don't want to speculate all day because I'm sure we'll hear more as the news comes out, or at least what they want you to hear. But I'd argue that he was not, in fact, into the drugs. Look at a July 2018 article in New York Times. Quote, "While he used Xanax heavily in high school, he said he's now trying to limit his drug use. Quote, I smoke weed and every now and then I slip up and do something that's poor judgment. I have a lot going for me. I recognize it's a lot of big things, a lot of big looks. I want to be there and you don't have to overdose to not be there." So he was aware of the consequences of drugs, okay? He talked about drugs a lot in the music, okay, which we're going to get into later at the end here. We're going to talk about the lyrics. But he was very aware of this. This is not, he wasn't like this just crazy balls to the wall insane guy with a death wish. Like, he was very aware of this. Now, what's, you want to talk about the Faustian bargain, the idea that maybe he was messing with these Satanist in the industry, signing the Illuminati deal. Look at DJ Academics. He had videos on his Instagram talking about how Juice was on the set of a video and talked about, and on it you can see the all-seeing eye saying that he sold his soul. This is, and he's referencing the video shoot of a video called Black and White that we're going to get into, because shockingly enough, Juice shows his own death in the video, something we see all the time. How do they know it's going to happen? And that was on the opening clip of the podcast. I played the clip from Juice WRLD from the IG clip there.
All right, y'all. I'm finna sell my soul. I'm going to hit y'all when I'm through. I'm going to be rich as hell. All right.
Look at this bitch ass nigga boy.
But Academics, he's saying about how Little Uzi and all these others are talking about all this devil stuff and how they could just be trolling to be edgy. And he says there's consequences to this. There's cost for doing this kind of promotion. And he talks about how you'll get more demonic fans, and the energy from this has its consequences. And if you have to choose to flirt with the devil, you have to realize there are, in fact, consequences, and the attention is not always positive.
You saying something in the media, running it, and it's not really what you mean, 100%. However, if you're going to say something, you probably know the intended consequences. Just say it and go with it, because you know what? At the end of the day, most of you niggas is doing it for promotion. And if you're doing it for promotion, it's going to come at some cost. Some fans might say, I ain't going to really fuck with you. However, you're going to gain new devil and demonic fans who's going to rock with you. Most of you niggas, why I don't believe y'all are in any type of Illuminati or any type of cult, because none of them want you, motherfuckers. You niggas like flirting with that imagery because it makes y'all look like y'all are weird, and it makes y'all look like y'all are, like, edgy, alright? That's the edgy thing to do. Worship the devil. I ain't in it, but most of you niggas try to flirt with it just to get more attention, alright? Whatever happened to just, like, acting like you niggas was extra tough or doing the old school methods of gaining attention? All this flirting with the devil shit is not my cup of tea. But if y'all do choose it, again, make sure y'all realize its consequences. Don't just backpedal instantly. Do I think that he sold his soul? No. This motherfucker wouldn't even know where to start to sell his soul. However, he knows how to get attention, but the attention always isn't positive. That's why he backtracked, in my opinion.
Now, we've heard warnings about this kind of thought process from Chance the Rapper. I also played that clip at the beginning, too, the beginning of the show. That's Chance the Rapper on a Netflix show called Rhythm and Flow. It's basically the voice for rapping. In that particular episode, there was... shout out to who... I was actually watching that show. I was on episode 5, and... Man, someone slid in the DMs and told me about episode 7, where I got that from. I forgot the name. I'm very sorry. But yeah, shout out. The Chance the Rapper is one of the judges, and the guy was, he made a music video inside of a church, and he said he was a Christian, blah, blah, blah. And Chance warns him about that kind of attitude, about doing that kind of stuff. Very specific warning.
I loved the artistic direction. I loved the editing. The one thing I would say, as a Christian, when you do stuff, be careful making videos in churches.
Right.
And letting people edit it too, because they be trying to put that demonic shit in there. They be putting shit upside down and having people laid out. So I ain't like that shit, but I think you had a good intention. And so just be careful, especially with your faith. Be very, very protective of it in this industry.
The people inside the industry are telling us there's something going on. It's not, this isn't just crazy conspiracy theorists making stuff up. These are the actual rappers telling us. Offset from the Migos, he warned of this too, referring to Lil Uzi Vert, of course. This is a couple years ago. It said, all y'all N-words wearing upside down crosses, even my little partners, stop that shit. You look lame. All that worship the devil shit. Get with God, man. Because, of course, Lil Uzi Vert's a big proponent of the Satanism, hanging out with Marilyn Manson and all that. In the back in 2016, I was in the issue of Complex Magazine, August-September issue. I was in there with Prodigy from Mobb Deep. Rest in peace, Prodigy, of course. Another one gone too soon. And I'm going to read you what Prodigy said. His words, of course, carry more weight than mine. This is what he says. They claim it's a mock sacrifice or whatever. There's a whole bunch of fuckery going on over there, Prodigy says, of Bohemian Grove. It's the exact same logo of this owl that this motherfucker Drake be using. That's kind of strange to me. Why he take that owl, the exact same one, the exact same logo? I'm not saying Drake is a part of something. All I'm saying is, you want to know some weird fucking shit? Check that shit out. That whole group of people with the owl shit and just doing all this fuck shit in this world, they're the worst people on the face of the planet. Fuck all of them and anybody that's down with them. People need to make a petition to find out what the fuck Drake is using that owl for. You know what I'm saying? And that's Prodigy from Mobb Deep. A legend. So, like, when I said at the beginning, like, I realize on some levels this feels a little, a little disrespectful, maybe a little sacrilegious, maybe. I'm saying this is a service I'm trying to provide here at this point. Because it's not just me saying this stuff. I'm just pointing it out because someone needs to say it that has a rational thought. Because there's a lot of dummies on YouTube posting stupid Illuminate confirmed videos that don't know what the hell they're talking about. Back in the 2019 Billboard Music Awards, I did a show on that. I did a podcast on that. You can check out all the Illuminati symbolism. And we covered Juice WRLD because he received a reward for the best new artist. So here you got this guy with the $3 million contract, best new artist. He's blowing up. How did that happen? How did the doors get open? Could it be he was just talented? Maybe, but there's a lot of talented folks out there. I mean, this guy was extremely talented, so I'm not trying to take that away from him. I know Jay-Z gets all butthurt about that kind of talk. But yeah, no, on that, on the BBMAs, I had some photos loaded up on the artwork for that episode. You can see he's wearing a black and white shirt with the lightning bolts, the Luciferian lightning bolts. And so even the Church of Satan itself uses those lightning bolts to symbolize Lucifer, Satan, their God. And another one, oh, and shout out Hot Rod. Hot Rod actually got me up this morning with the tragic news. And Juice WRLD, he removed the O out of world, if you notice. That is, of course, gematria. Numerology. Same reason that you see, I believe Travis Scott did it. Madonna did it. They removed the vowels from the words. It's a sort of Kabbalistic gematria. Now, if you look at, next we're going to look at some interviews. If you look at the interview he did on No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, of course, with Adam22. The first few minutes, he talks about the influence of rappers and drugs. And he was talking about how Future, the rapper, of course, was talking about drinking lean and how it was enticing to him. And And they go on to continue exploring the idea of how it's not really glorifying it, but expressing the pains from it. But either way, you can hear the clear connections Juice has of understanding that the music has an effect.
That's obviously like an obstacle, but I'm getting there, so.
You always had issues with drugs even before you started to get famous and rich.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was something that I was into early, low-key, due to music. Because, like, I was a music head, so, like, in 6th grade, 7th grade, I'm hearing songs about sipping lean. Those are, like, the real influential years, I feel like, especially for, like, a boy. Mm. Like, finding out who your role models are, what you like, basketball, football. That's, like, when you start kind of choosing the dreams you want to chase, damn near.
Right.
So, like, 6th, 7th grade, I was hooping, I was playing baseball, I was good at both at the time. But I was also, like, freestyling, and I was really into music. Like, I used to damn near worship this shit. Like, I was into music so much. So my family putting me on to all this different music, Future, Gucci, all these niggas talking about drugs, bro.
You can't help but ignore how fun or how interesting, at least, they're making Zans and Lean and all this shit sound.
Yeah, bro. Like, when I heard Future, the first song I ever heard by Future was Ain't No Way Around It. The second song I've ever heard by Future is Dirty Sprite, like off the first Dirty Sprite mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit had me wanting to sip lean at like 11, 12 years old, bro.
Yeah.
Prophetically, they talk about Mac Miller. And again, to reiterate the idea that Juice was not just some idiot doing drugs because, you know, he didn't know any better. You can hear him talk about how he didn't want to repeat the same problem that Mac had.
I mean, it's fucked up.
Yes.
And in situations like these, all we could do, like, is learn. Learn from, you know, the mistakes that people make and better yourself and let them live through you.
Right.
All you could do is learn. I hate a motherfucker like, oh, he just died, so we got to pull up some dumb lean for him.
Mm.
You're going to end up the same, you know what I'm saying, the same situation. Like, motherfuckers got to learn from the mistakes, like the fatal mistakes that people make. Because, I mean, who wants to have another casualty?
Right.
A side note from that episode, Juice WRLD talks a lot of truth about Eminem. Said about how all his albums up to Recovery were fire, and I agree with that 100%. Eminem, one of the best lyricists of all time, but his music sucks now. It just sucks. He was great when he was funny. I like the high-pitched funny stuff, and no one's doing that. I don't know why he gave up on that. I mean, that shit was great. You got all these, I don't know, sad white dudes that like to hear sad white dude rap, I guess. Don't ask me. But yeah, I agree with Juice. It's like, I don't know why he didn't just stick with that formula. Anyway, I don't want to get off on a side note, but the most interesting part of the No Jumper interview, well, I'll let you listen and you tell me.
Academics was making videos about you selling your soul.
I gotta watch them. I ain't watched them.
You didn't watch that. But that was a thing for a minute. Juice WRLD sold his soul, right?
Yeah. No.
I don't think that you can actually sell your soul. So that's always kind of weird for me to see this.
I don't think it's, look, actually, you know what? I feel like all that shit, it has the possibility of being real, but I think in a different sense.
Mm.
Me personally, hard work, dedication, faith, all that shit. That's what got me what I got. And having the right demeanor and the right work ethic for the music shit. And knowing the right people. But I feel like the topic of, like, people talk about, like, the Illuminati and shit like that, that shit been, like, the topic since when? When did people start talking about that again? Like, 2008, 2007?
Probably something like that.
But I remember being young as fuck, my cousins coming in the room like, oh my God, if you fold the $20 bill this way, like the Twin Towers burning, saying all that shit. And then, I mean, I ain't really know too much what to say about it, because it's like, shit, like, I was 7, 8 years old, hearing my favorite rappers worshiping all type, you know what I'm saying? It was just weird, bro. But I don't really think that shit got nothing to do with music.
You're famous enough that have they asked you to join the Illuminati yet?
No, I haven't gotten any phone calls.
I'm waiting for it. Because I'll join. It's like joining the gang, bro. It's just like protection.
Boy, they finna stick so much shit in your ass, probably.
That's what they do?
I don't know.
I'm not willing to. I don't want to join then. That totally changes my mind.
You tell me, Adam. They say they do some other shit.
Whoa. Didn't know that it was that kind of thing.
It's not my type of party either, nor my cup of tea.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're talking about the Illuminati selling the soul. They know about it. They know the realities behind this. Let's look at the symbolism of Juice WRLD. He talks about the 999 stuff all the time. It's all over the album artwork. He's got a clothing line on it. And we have to understand what 999 means. Clearly an inversion of 666. But let's not fill in the blanks ourselves. Let's listen to an interview with Tim Westwood and find out exactly what he meant.
999 mixtape from last year, name of the clothing line, was 999 significance of that?
I love this question.
Because that's our emergency services. So if you get yourself in drama, you need the ambulance or the fire, please, if necessary, 999 is what you dial.
Word?
Yeah.
And one of my homies said that's like a police code too for something, some like fucked up situation. Mm. It's like they scream 999 on the walkie talkies and shit. But but for me personally, it 999 flip is 666, and 999 represents taking whatever hell, whatever negative situation you're in, and turning it into something positive.
Mm.
And using it to push yourself, you know,
forward.
Type shit.
Negative, yeah.
He says 999 flipped is 666. And then he says it represents taking whatever hell, whatever negative situation you're in, and turning it positive. I wonder if it's not intended to say that he's making the Satanism work for the positive, the satanic music industry, flipping it to be positive. He's cashing the checks from the 666, and he thinks he's going to invert it and have a positive influence. And maybe that's why they took him out. Maybe. A lot of hypotheticals here, folks. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. Now, if you look at an article on Complex magazine, of course. I'm going to read to you from that. It says, Juice plans, this is back, of course, in 2018 before he died. Juice plans on doing movies, documentaries. Gideonwo says, that's his manager, Peter Gideonwo. And I'm sure I'm butchering the name. But he says, Juice plans on doing movies, documentaries, hinting at even larger plans. So really getting beyond music, because this 999 brand that he has is really bigger than music. This is people's lives. They get the shit tattooed on their bodies. So there you have it. He's got a pretty good influence. People are putting the inverted sign of the mark of the beast on their bodies. And through his clothing line, they're wearing the clothes, which if you go to the website, he's got a 999 clothing line. There's a jacket called Lost in the Abyss, drawn by Juice himself. And you can see what looks to be the 666 inverted while he's in the abyss. The abyss, huh? Very interesting idea here. We talk about the Kabbalistic Tree of Life and falling into the abyss. Caron's own Deoth, the hidden Sephiroth. Me, oh my. He also has a shirt on there called I Won't Let You Forget Me. Clearly a line from Lucid Dreams. And the shirt has him with a pill put up against the all-seeing eye with the flames of hell behind him. What do we make of all this? Well, you know what I'm making of it. I don't know if you like it, but it's very interesting. So, another curiosity here. It appears he was pronounced dead at 3:14 a.m. So did he in fact die at 3 a.m.? The inverted witching hour? They call it the witching hour because Jesus Christ apparently died at 3 p.m. So the inversion of that is 3 a.m., which is when all the evil spirits come forth. That would put him in league with Drake's buddy. You heard Prodigy talk about Drake. Mr. Minerva himself. using the owl from the Bohemian Grove cremation of care ceremony where they sacrifice a child in effigy to the owl god. Well, Drake's buddy Anthony Fifth Soros died at 3 a.m. last year. Curious, huh? Another curiosity we could throw out there on Twitter. April 2017. Juice said he was going to fake his own death. He said, "My goal is to get overly famous, shine for a couple years, then fake my death." That was April 25th, 2017. It's been 2 years. Did he fake his death? Just like Epstein, we know Epstein didn't die. Don't we, at this point? We know he didn't kill himself. I think he got relocated. I think he's living somewhere else, to be honest. I don't think Epstein died. So maybe Juice didn't die. He was a huge fan of Tupac. There's claims that Tupac never died. I'm waiting for one celebrity, one entertainer to say they died and then show up a year later. That would be amazing. It's never happened. Very Andy Kaufman-esque. But look at the people that Juice was rolling with. He Ski Mask, The Slump God, Trippie Redd, XXXTentacion, Lil Uzi Vert. They all have these forms of Satanism, you know, tattooed on their bodies, or they discussed it, or, you know, XXX, his own name. His own name means 666 in Kabbalistic gematria. In fact, Juice WRLD did a song with him called Wasted that we need to take a quick look at. I wrote an article about it back in September 2018 because the artwork shows the lightning bolts, the Luciferian lightning bolts, of course. But the lyrics, they say, and I'll read them to you here. "She told me that she's trying to get closer to Satan. She'd be talking to him when she's in the Matrix." Okay. Now, the Matrix, of course, a reference to the digital matrix, the evolution of man coming into the man-made world of the Matrix, the digital realm that they want to use they want to upload our digital consciousness into. And the lyrics say, "Damn, why is she so demonic? She's Medusa with a little Pocahontas. She's been lacing all my drugs or something. Because every time we're together, I am unconscious." Okay, that's disturbing, right? In light of recent events. And then, of course, again, she told me she's trying to get closer to Satan. She'd be talking to him when she's in the Matrix. "My eyes closed, hoping the saint make believe. And she don't know that all her demons live in me." So we're talking about possession by the demons here. And when you look at who he was rapping it with, Lil Uzi Vert, if you haven't heard my talk on him, is of course a reference to Lucifer. Lil Uzi Vert, steadfast, is Lucifer, of course. And all of his, and he's buddies with Marilyn Manson. He adores him, and he wears a lot of the inverted crosses and such, as does like Trippie Redd and these other, you know, SoundCloud type rappers that he was hanging out with. That Juice was hanging out with, right? Now, let's look at his own work, his songs, his videos, the lyrics. The lyrics all, of course, focused in on drug use, and not in the sense of, you know, because a lot of people get the wrong idea of today's young rappers. They think it's all about going to the club, buying the nice car, doing the drugs, getting the big butts, you know? It's not always about that. He talks about those things, but it's from a more, I don't know how to say it, a more artistic perspective, maybe. He's a little more emo, but he's, of course, talking about the drug use. He's talking about the presence of evil in his lyrics. And I'm going to post, because I went through a lot of the videos, and I'm going to post these images I'm talking about on IlluminatiWatcher.com, the post for this exact episode. And if blogging isn't your thing, if you're one of these young cats over here that doesn't know what a blog is, and you stick to the social media so you can have Zuckerberg tell you what you can look at, go to, I've got an Instagram I will be posting these images on, @IsaacWeishaupt, all one word. at Isaac Weishaupt on Instagram. Like and subscribe, my friend. And I'll try to throw him on Twitter, too, at Illuminati Eyes. And I'll have it on Facebook, Illuminati Watcher, Isaac Weishaupt. You know the drill. Just go find it and like it, please. Now, let's look at the song Black and White. I hear the title, and I'm already thinking about duality. I'm thinking about the man wearing the black and white checkered jacket that appears on the video where Juice is saying he's selling his soul. If you haven't seen it. And I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to get these videos? I got the audio clips for you, right? But I'm trying to figure out how to get the videos. I might put it on my YouTube. I don't like YouTube anymore, but I throw it on there. The YouTube is Isaac Weishaupt, all one word. I'll try to throw them together somehow. Maybe I'll just make a full companion video for this show. I kind of slacked on it a while because YouTube just constantly messes with me, and I'm just like, it's clear they don't want me around. It's fine. But yeah, there's a on the making of the video, and I played this earlier, Juice is talking about it's time to sell a soul. That's the one Academics was talking about.
I'm finna sell my soul. I'ma hit y'all when I'm through. I'ma be rich as hell. Alright.
They ain't take too long, Illuminati, man.
What'd you say,
Coop? Look at this bitch ass nigga boy.
But in the video, he's dead. He's dead. And he's inside of this sort of this memorial of candles and flowers and such in the desert, photos of him and such. He is showing himself dead, just like we saw XXXTentacion do. Showing himself inside of a casket. Proof. Eminem's buddy Proof. Same thing. Showed him getting shot and killed in front of the club before it happened. Mac Miller. Same thing. He's in a coffin. Dead. How do they know? How do these people know? How do they know they're going to die? Why do they film themselves dying? I'll tell you what. If I ever become a famous rapper and the director says, we're going to film you in a casket, I'm going to say, no, you're not, little buddy. Little buddy. You miss me with that dead shit, right? Lucid Dreams, the most popular song of his. You can see on it, he's got an all-seeing eye with red in it like a demon. He's very clearly obsessed with the demons. There's a freestyle he has with Trippie Redd. It says, dealing with pain, I deserve two times that 33rd. What is 2 times 333? Well, it's 666. He deserves it, he says. I don't know if anyone deserves it. Maybe you shouldn't be so hard on yourself, but that's what he said. I'm just telling you what he said. On Tim Westwood's, one of the freestyles, which you got to check out. He does an Eminem freestyle. It's insane. Bonkers. It's like an hour. He talks about, and look, I don't know exactly the word he's using. It sounds like he's saying bullin'. Bullin' on Saturn. All I can clearly make is Saturn. So you know that catches my attention because it's to these Satanists, it's all about Saturn as the mothership, right? That's the planet that represents the antinomianism and the other and everything they desire. And then later on, just a minute later, he says that he's an alien. Again, the same theme that I explored in Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic.
I'ma spaz for a second. I'ma get up on the ass for a second. Chopper on me is gonna blast for a second. I'ma shoot him in his ass, I'm reckless. Do it big like football, Texas. I'ma ball out like the Texans. Bitches pay me like taxes. On a mattress, hitting backflips. Ride me carpet, Aladdin. At a space bowling on Saturn. Give a fuck what you say, I don't really care about nothing but the money I manage. Hoes on me, they wanna fuck too though. Out of space, I've been pulling on Pluto. Bad bitch, hot like a motherfucker. Hit the bitch up in June, whoa, hey, hey. Summertime sadness, of the Zans trying to figure out what's up though. Bad bitch on trying to fuck though. Keep it on the low, I don't wanna know ho. VVS on my wrist, no snow globe. Incredible, swimming like Frozone. I'ma probably put dick in your whole dome. In your whole zone. I've been rapping all day, that's normal though. I'm an alien, goddamn it, abnormal ho. Pull up on the chopper, make it rain, storming ho. Hot like a motherfucking global warming ho. Then again.
So he's saying he's an alien, much like these other rappers that have. They're channeling aliens, the fallen angels, the demons. the channeling the aliens. They're taking on the alter egos. And there's a detrimental effect to all of this. There is a video for a song called Lean With Me. And it shows him in AA, and then it shows him overdosed and dead. I'm telling you, it is uncanny. And his girlfriend dead overdosed. And I'm not laughing. This isn't funny. It really isn't. It's very tragic. But I'm laughing at the curiosity that why does this always happen? And why is it that the media will spend their time to talk about how these conspiracy theorists are out of control talking about this stuff, but they don't seem to point out or explore these ideas. They seem to think it's totally normal for these young men and women to die before they hit 28 years old. Why is that? Why is that normal? Why is that acceptable to them? Do they know? Do they know this is part of the agenda? Let's look at the lyrics. It says, drugs got me sweating, but the room getting colder, looking at the devil and the angel on my shoulder. Will I die tonight? I don't know. Is it over? Looking for my next high, I'm looking for closure. Okay. Later on, told her, if I die, I'ma die young. Every day, I've been getting fucked up. Finally, know the difference between love and drugs. Shoddy, tell me I should really sober up. This shit ain't fiction. It's too real, too real. Fuck one dose. I need two pills. I'm looking for trouble, so I know I'm going to find it. So there, I mean, that's what he's talking about in the song, right? And in the video, it shows him overdosed and dead. So to think he didn't know what was going to happen is naive. Another song called Demons. And this is an interlude song. It's not really a song, per se. And in fact, I don't think it's even him on the lyrics. I think it's some other dude. But it's on his album. Says, can't ever do right. Can't lose this fight. I'm already low. I think the demons are winning. I can't ever do right. I can't lose this fight. I'm already low. I think I need new beginnings. I think the demons are winning. They beat me up. Don't wish me away. Wish me luck. I'll be good either way. Who am I to say what good ain't? I'm finding my way. You can feel it inside you. Don't let it in. It likes you. Don't let it in. Feel it inside you. Don't let it in. It likes you. Talking about possession by the demon. Letting the demons take over. I mean, to the rational mind, they're going to say, well, they're just talking about drugs, Isaac. Well, maybe. I'll give you that. Maybe. But let's look at this next one. This is the biggest one. The biggest sort of, I don't want to call it a smoking gun. This one is the craziest one. There's a song called Legends. And shout out to Riley Magician on Instagram. Pointed this out. Song called Legends. A song that, if you listen to the No Jumper interview, Adam22 talks about how this song was written the day X was killed. Because Adam was hanging out with Juice, apparently, that same day. And the song is about dying because of being famous. Or doing drugs. He says, what's the 27 club? We ain't making it past 21. So he knows about the blood sacrifice idea of the 27 club. We're talking about Jim Morrison, Amy Winehouse, and the list goes on and on. You know the whole drill. But the whole track is crazy. It suggests the Faustian pack. If you read through the lyrics. Are you ready? Let's go. He says, I usually have an answer to the question, but this time I'm going to be quiet. Ain't nothing like the feeling of uncertainty, the eeriness of silence. This time, it was so unexpected. Last time, it was the drugs he was lacing. All legends fall in the making. Sorry, truth. Dying young, demon youth. What's the 27 club? We ain't making it past 21, which, of course, is the age that Juice did not make it past. He died at the age of 21. Let me get back to it here. What's the 27 club? We ain't making it past 21. I've been going through paranoia, so I always got to keep a gun. Damn, that's the world we live in now. Yeah, hold on. Just hear me out. They tell me I'm a be a legend. I don't want that title now, because all the legends seem to die out. What the fuck is this about? I'm trying to make it out. I'm trying to change the world. I'm trying to take her out. So there you go. The legends have to die. Is it the the sort of the King Kill 33 stuff with JFK? Is it the sacrifice of the god? We make these artists gods and goddesses, and then you sacrifice them. Is it an ancient ritualistic devotion of energy to the demonic overlords? To Minerva, the big owl god of Bohemian Grove? They're clearly into this kind of stuff. But what we're left with, us mere mortals here, is another dead rapper. The most dangerous profession on the planet. Another rapper who depicted his own death, seemed to know it was coming, talked about selling his soul, utilized satanic imagery, and then died prematurely. Died at the age of 21. After saying he was going to die at the age of 21. Just like X. X, the day before he died, he was saying he was going to get killed by the Illuminati on his Instagram. Are we led to believe this is all just coincidence? My friends, I don't think so. I really doubt it. There's going to be more to come on this. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for updates. I'm going to check through, comb through some more of his lyrics, some more of his videos, some more of his interviews. Like I said, I was a fan of him, you know? I liked his music. I appreciated him as an artist. I thought he was very talented. If you don't believe me, check out his freestyles on Tim Westwood and Funk Flex. And if you want those images I'm talking about from the videos, I mean, it's crazy images. You got to see it. Go to my Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. W-E-I. Oh, hell, I don't even know how to spell my own name. W-E-I-S-H-A-U-P-T. That's my last name. And it's a pseudonym, by the way. I'm not related to Adam Weishaupt. It's not my real name. So go to at Isaac Weishaupt on Instagram and check the images out. Yeah, there's going to be more to come on this, so stay tuned. Stay subscribed to the podcast. You can go to my website, sign up for the email newsletter. That gets you up to date on everything. IlluminatiWatcher.com. And until next time, stay woke.